To Australia we go. Steve Price, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So where are we at with the... I get confused because I was reading about Palaszczuk the other day. She was going, it's not opening, we're not opening till we're 90%. Then she backed down allegedly till 80%. And then I don't think she's... I think she's backtracked on the backtrack. Or am I got that confused? And then, you know, he's trying to round them up, Morrison, at 80%. Let's open up, and some are, some aren't.
Yeah, you're right about Queensland. No one knows what they're going to do. Prime Minister gave an interview to Network 7 before he flew back from Washington. He's in the air as we speak, gets back at some stage later today from the US. He's urged every state leader that, look, once Australia's population over the age of 16 gets to 80% double vaccination, you need to open your borders up. And he said, you know, we want Australians to have a Christmas where they get their lives back. That's their main gift for Christmas from the mouth of the Prime Minister. Well, Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles, it was 5 minutes later, hit back at the PM saying, oh, well, you know, we want to keep COVID out. We might have to keep the border shut over Christmas. I don't think Queensland does want to give in this close to the end of the pandemic. Now, this guy, obviously, is a moron. I mean, he's not listening to anybody anywhere about how Delta works. The pandemic's not over. It's not ended.
No.
And you will get a Delta variant in Queensland. It only takes one truck driver who makes a mistake or somebody who flies in from overseas. I mean, you can't keep it down at zero. I mean, Queensland thinks it can. It can't. I mean, you look at New South Wales yesterday, 961 cases in lockdown day 92. In Victoria, lockdown 6 has gone 52 days, 779 cases yesterday. Victoria will go past New South Wales at some stage this week. And so the thought that you can just ram your border shut, never let anyone in, particularly over the holiday period. Imagine if you were running a restaurant or one of the theme parks on the Gold Coast or a hotel where you've got your political leaders saying, no, we're not opening the border up to any tourists. Why would we want to do that?
So where would you go at the moment? So Queensland, no. New South Wales, yes. Victoria?
Victoria says, has promised that at 80% it will allow the border to be open, yeah, and they have eased some of the restrictions on people coming back into Victoria.
Right.
South Australia says when they get to 80% double dose, they'll open up. So South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales will all be open to each other. I suspect WA will stay shut, so will Queensland, and Tassie's an island, and they probably will restrict everyone going there as well.
What about the ACT? Because they're in a sort of a lockdown at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel for my daughter who lives there. She's a lawyer working in Canberra. She's in an island within an island, so she can't leave the ACT. If she goes into New South Wales, she can't go back into the ACT. And they've got the capital ring with police on road checkpoints, all vaccinated, I might point out. And so the ACT is locked up and doesn't look like it's getting out anytime soon, probably another 3 or 4 weeks.
Jeez.
Their vaccination rate, though, is very high.
Your vaccine passports for restaurants and stuff, so you're rolling that out now or will in Victoria?
Seems likely. I find it hard to believe, but that's what the politicians are saying. The industry recovery minister, that shows how bad we are. We've got to have an industry recovery minister. Martin Pakula said, we'll have COVID-19 vaccine passports. They might be trialled at the Melbourne Cup to allow crowds to return to the spring carnival, as well as other ticketed events. They're going to try it in country Victoria as well at race meetings and pubs and restaurants and stuff. So what they want to try and do is get this app working properly where you have on your phone your vaccination passport, as they call it, plus you'll use it to QR code in. So they're going to try it in country Victoria first. Will it be around for the first Tuesday in November? Will there be a crowd at the Melbourne Cup? I would find that very hard to believe. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
And so will that vary state to state as well? Someone like New South Wales, because in New South Wales, which I'm following very closely, they're talking about once you get to your 80%, we're open. But there will be for a period of time, they say, no access to the unvaccinated, but that eventually will sort of fade away somehow.
A little like the British experiment, I suppose. You know how they got very close to vaccine passports.
Yeah.
And then when they got their vaccine rate up, they backed away and said, no, we're not going to do that. Australia will have vaccine passports. New South Wales says they will outline what's going to happen in that state when once they get to 80% double vaccinated. They'll do that sometime this week. So you'll know exactly what you're going to be able to do. Travel will begin out of New South Wales, I suspect, internationally before it begins internally in Australia. So it'll be easier to fly from Sydney to Los Angeles than it will be to go from Sydney to Brisbane, which
Unreal.
Is ridiculous.
I know with interest that Nancy Pelosi was spruiking the environmental credentials of ScoMo, which is sort of ironic for a country that still digs a lot of coal and iron ore and all that sort of stuff, and he's had to handle a lot of heat from the Greens back home.
I'm not sure she knew who she was talking to.
No, exactly.
To be honest, I think she just thought, oh, well, this bloke's here. He must be going to go along with what we're saying on zero emissions, because, I mean, I only fell off the chair when I saw her say that. I suspect she doesn't know who she's talking to. The National Party here, very split on all of this. The acting Prime Minister is Barnaby Joyce at the moment, and he's made some comments yesterday that have now split the National Party room. You've got National Senator Matt Canavan said, look, net zero will make Australia a weaker place. I don't support it at all. And then you've got a former minister, Darren Chester, who said, I've had enough of Barnaby Joyce. I'm going to walk away from the Nationals for a while. I'm just going to stay outside the party room because I believe that we do need to go down this track. So it still is, as it has been for election after election after election, Mike, the most divisive topic in Australia.
Good stuff, Mike. Catch up Wednesday. Appreciate it as always. Steve Price across the Tasman for us. Just quickly before we leave Australia, if you missed it earlier on, the vaccine hesitancy rate, according to the poll out this morning, this is the Resolve Political Monitor poll for the Sydney Morning Herald, the vaccine hesitancy rate is now down to 9%. So they think they can get to 90-91% of people double jabbed in Australia. When the vaccine rollout started, it was 29% hesitancy. As of this morning, it's just 9%. Encouraging.